Football Pick'em Challenge. Log on and win.
We're back here on News Radio KMAN. You're listening to In Focus. I'm Nick McNamara, here with Riley County Historical Museum Director Cheryl Collins, and we're discussing iconic Manhattan, various places and landmarks and sites around Manhattan that are iconic and otherwise notable. So we were talking a little bit before the break. I'm not sure if you can talk much on it, but we were talking about Vista Burger.
Yes.
I understand they were started in 1964.
And I agree, that's an icon from Manhattan. So many folks I know have stories about going to Vista. My sorority sisters will never forget the night they went over there in their pajamas and had a flat, and then had to walk home in their pajamas. I think Vista was, and I think that's one of the things about icons. They don't have to be old. I mean, I suppose they have to have a little age on them so that there's a shared feeling about their importance in the community. But 1964 doesn't seem that old to me. But so it doesn't necessarily have to date back to, the earliest days of Manhattan to be an icon.
And if there's any iconic areas or landmarks that you'd like to bring up or discuss with us here on air, phone lines are open. You can call us at 785-537-1350.
I've got lots on my list. And another one on my list is the Sunset Cemetery Gate.
Oh.
And it's kind of iconic to me. I guess, you have the beginning of end of life, and that's the end. And that's the gate folks go through for their last resting place in a lot of cases. And it was built in 1917 by the Women's Relief Corps of the Grand Army of the Republic. And that's the daughters and sisters and wives of the Union Army veterans from the Civil War. And they built it in honor of those Riley County soldiers who served in the Union Army in the Civil War. They contracted with Arthur Fairman, an architect, and he donated his service in designing the tower or the gate. And then the construction contract was given to Charlie Howell, who was a prominent African-American stonemason here. And Charlie Howe worked on lots of different projects in the community. I think he's notable, too, because his sister, Minnie Howell Champ, was the first African-American graduate of Kansas State University. So he came from a really well-known family, and I suspect a number of his buildings would be in the iconic category.
That's another. That's just another sort of sign of a little bit of progressiveness here in Kansas. You mentioned like the progressiveness in the radio, but having prominent African-American families at a time when, the nation was quite divided, especially on that issue. That's pretty progressive.
Well, and of course, a large percentage of the earliest settlers of Manhattan were free staters. So they were interested in Kansas coming into the Union as a free state. That didn't necessarily translate into them wanting African-Americans to come to Kansas. There's always some tension, I think, on that point, but there was a sizable number who were interested in equality from those earliest days, and of course Kansas State admitted African-American students from the very beginning, and women, and in fact a pretty large percentage of the first graduates were women. So yes, I think Kansas attracted people who thought differently in a lot of cases, and I think that Manhattan had part of that that legacy in their earliest days.
And you mentioned women being able to attend the college, which made me think of a suggestion given to us by Deb Nuss, the Women's Club at 9th and Points.
I agree. The Women's Club is a fascinating building with a fascinating story, and I'd like to come back someday and talk about that a little bit.
Of course.
It is an icon in my eyes, too. I love driving up Points Avenue and seeing that building and thinking about that legacy that it holds.
And we have a caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
I kind of an interesting story about Sunset Cemetery. I remember seeing this when I was a kid. There were two unmarried sisters.
Yes.
Can't remember their names, but every evening when the weather was nice, they would go up there in their Buick and read the newspaper to their deceased family members, the Manhattan Mercury.
Yes.
And they were just, the grave was just over the stone wall on the south side of the gate off of Sunset. But I don't remember their names, but it was really interesting. Every evening you could just count it like clockwork. Those two old ladies would be up there reading the newspaper.
Those were the Cort sisters, C-O-R-D-T. And the grave, as you go in the gate, it's just to the left, and it's a low black granite gravestone. And I love that story. I'm so glad you mentioned that. Those sisters lived on Points Avenue. They worked for the Manhattan Mercury for many, many years, is my understanding. And that, you're absolutely right. They would go up to the cemetery and read to their family the newspaper.
That's just beautiful.
I love that story. Yeah. Well, it's Sunset Cemetery is a wonderful place to visit. If you've not walked around there lately, this fall would be a great time to go visit. You'll see street names of people that streets were named for, place names, building names. It really can give you kind of a sense of our history just walking around and visiting.
And I feel like sometimes people avoid those types of areas simply just because of, I don't know, maybe a taboo or maybe just something about them. But I have a professor back from my college days, not too long ago, but my junior college, I guess, so maybe a little longer than more recent. And she's a photographer, and she's very interested in photographing scenes from around cemeteries and graveyards. And she's very interested in an older history of when these places were more like congregation areas than, you know, secluded areas where, you know, you just go to mourn. They were kind of almost like a gathering place for some people in certain communities.
And I think for some folks it is even today. I see people walking and jogging and visiting pretty often. And I love visiting because I get to visit the people I meet at work up there. So it's a great place to visit.
And for my, this might be a little more on the macabre side, but from my acclimation to Kansas, I understand that there's a lot of like ghost stories and haunting sites that people like to look, that people like mention and are historically notable.
I think there are some ghosts around town.
Oh, there's one right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And something you may not know this, Nick, but here it's probably been, 10 years? Tiger Woods' father is buried at Sunset Cemetery.
Is he a Manhattanite?
He's a Manhattanite, K-Stater. Uh-huh. First black baseball player at K-State, if I recall. Earl
Woods. Very, very talented athlete. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, and there's, I mean, it's almost a who's who of Manhattan history. And a lot of people didn't realize that connection with, you know, one of the greatest sports icons.
We have a lot of interesting people up there. Mm-hmm. One of the people that's buried there is Hosea.
See, like, I'm glad it's not just me.
Hattie McDaniel, the first African-American woman to receive an Oscar. Her brother is buried in Sunset Cemetery. And unfortunately for us, her family lived here for about 5 years. Then they moved to Wichita, and that's where Hattie was born.
Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
We would have had a better connection if they stayed a little longer, but they didn't. And I think it's really neat that we have that connection.
That's interesting. There's all these folks I didn't really realize. Maybe I should take a trip up there.
And you learned today about Elvira.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And that, she is a fascinating Riley Countyan, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's really neat to have that connection with her. Well, and we've had a number of movie stars with significant connection here, or other entertainment folks. So Manhattan's a place where people come and go from a lot, and with the college and the fort, that gives us kind of a continual replenishing of interesting people. And one of the iconic places that I think of is a place they would come in and out of, and that's at the Union Pacific Depot. And so our Union Pacific Depot would be on my list of one of the main Manhattan icons. Built 1901, The brick came from Nebraska and the stone came from Indiana. Building cost about $10,000. And, of course, our railroad got here in 1866, in August of 1866, and that was a really important date for us.
And I believe we have a caller. We'll get right back to that thought. Caller, go ahead. You're on In Focus.
A bit of trivia about Elvira. She is Jim Lindquist's cousin.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Well, you ask Jim about it, he'd be happy to tell you.
I bet he would.
Now, another...
We know a lot of Lindquists that would be able to talk to that.
And Tom, yeah. Tom probably would know as much, if not more than anybody, about it. Another little bit of trivia on Margaret Gates. I knew Margaret for, many, many years. And she had a unique hobby after she retired, and her hobby was to visit every county in the United States. And she'd been keeping track of the counties that she'd visited since she was a young girl. And she developed macular degeneration before she finally got it all done because she used to drive a motorhome and tow a Jeep behind it. And I think she had about 15 to go when she couldn't drive anymore. And one of her friends drove for her, so she finished it out, and she got to visit every county in the United States, including Hawaii and Alaska. Quite an accomplishment.
That's a feat.
Well, she was a fascinating person, had lots of interests like that, and I love hearing those stories. I think of Margaret Gates as driving that little sports car she had and zipping around town.
And I believe we have another caller. Caller, go ahead. You're on In Focus.
Yes, I'm not sure. Bill Murray's brother went to K-State or used to go to K-State or something like that, correct?
Yes.
The brother's wife was a vet med student, my understanding. And
brother's wife was...
Yeah.
Yeah, so that, you know, I'm starting to make a list of relatives of famous people that have a connection to Manhattan. And we have a pretty long list. Of course, you know, Hattie McDaniel's brother and Bill Murray's brother's wife. And so it's a secondhand connection, but I think it's interesting as well. So... I enjoy learning of those connections that we have. And maybe we can talk about that one of these days, too. I'll bring my list.
I think it's about time for our last break of the hour. We'll be back with Riley County Historical Museum Director Cheryl Collins right here on In Focus.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Don't get stuck on the bench.